2021 Amherst Town Council meeting to order. First of all, if everybody would please silence their cell phones. And on the second order, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the invocation. Mr. Thompson will lead us in the invocation. Thank you for volunteering, sir. After the Pledge of Allegiance, if you do not feel comfortable doing the invocation, you may leave if you wish, and Chief Shiflett will retrieve you after it's over with and bring you back in. All right, rise, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that the council could come together and make some decisions to better the town of Amherst. Pray that what is said and done here tonight will be pleasing to you. Look over, guide us, take us safely home. In these things I ask in your name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, next item. Public hearing on the sale of land. Ms. Carter, would you like to address that before I open the public hearing?
Yes, sir. The town owns a few lots off of Whitehead Drive, and one of them is directly from Whitehead Drive, and then one of them is back, kind of doesn't have any road access to anything, but is in between Whitehead and the neighborhood on the other side. It used to hold a pump station. These are two lots that the town has no use for at this point, but there is a developer that would be interested in trying to develop property around it, and having those two lots available would assist in being able to develop the property in a way that makes sense. I was just going to pull this up so you could see the property we're talking about. This is the pump station lot here. You can see up here is Maple Lane. This is Whitehead down here. So we have the pump station lot, and then we have one of these slivers here, belongs to the town as a road access. I believe it is this one right here. Yes, that doesn't select. So neither one of them are of any particular use or have any future designation for town use. So I do recommend that it be sold so that we can have something happen around it. But in order for the town to sell, lease, give an easement or anything of the such, we do need to hold a public hearing and get comment first.
Okay. With that, I will open the public hearing. Chief, will you please check to see if anybody signed up to speak?
703.
Yes, sir.
Nobody signed up. Is anybody here would like to address? All right, I'll close it at 7:04. And I will ask for first I will ask for a motion to direct staff to dispose of the property references public hearing.
I make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Carter. We have a second.
A second.
A second from Mr. Bunch. Comments, Mr. Bunch?
No, sir.
Ms. Carter?
None.
Ms. Turner?
None.
And Ms. Wheaton?
None.
Okay. All those in favor, roll call vote. Once again, Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
And Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Motion is carried 401 to direct staff to take care of this issue. Chief, once again, anybody sign up for citizen comments? Okay. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Does anybody have any corrections, deletions, or anything they would like reference the minutes of last month's meeting? If not, I will entertain a motion to accept the meeting minutes as presented.
I'll make that motion.
A motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second, please?
I'll second it.
A second from Ms. Carter. Discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Ms. Turner?
No.
Ms. Carter?
No.
Mr. Bunch?
No.
Voting, Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheat?
Aye.
Motion carried, 401. Okay, all staff reports are attached. No questions, reference to staff reports. We'll move on. Ms. Carton, Finance Committee?
No meeting, nothing to report.
Mr. Bunch, Utilities?
No, sir.
And once again, Town Project Committee, let me see. We'll come back to you on that one because that's under discussion items.
Okay.
We won't hit you there. I see the Planning Commission had no meeting. IDA met on the 21st, Ms. Carton. I'm sorry, Ms. Carter. I had a C right. A C-A. C-A-R, as a matter of fact.
I didn't go to that meeting.
Yeah, you did. One look.
Deer in the headlights look.
Ms. Carter.
So the IDA is working very hard to think about how the strategic plan that council has approved can be implemented and working towards a strategic action plan of their own. The minutes are attached and give a good summary of their actions. They are going to have a retreat meeting of 2 hours, hopefully in the next month. We're still trying to coordinate schedules on that. To talk about the actions they can take, but they've already made some decisions on moving forward on council's direction.
Okay, thank you. Property Maintenance Board, they did not meet.
No, sir.
And the Soil and Water Conservation, your minutes are attached. Next item, Mr. Thompson, the floor is yours. The purchase of a lift.
Really?
Yes, sir. Again, you were front and center tonight.
All right. Last meeting, you guys directed me to find a lift and choose, and that's what I've done. Be purchased from a local distributor here in Lynchburg, Virginia, for maintenance purposes and availability. And this happened to be the lowest price of the three that I've got. So I'm asking tonight to move on that so we can get things in place and be ready for the upcoming season.
Okay. And it will meet your needs?
Yes, sir. It will be, it's equivalent to what we had, almost identical as far as reach goes.
Okay.
Be a little slower than the truck moving around, but it will meet our needs.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Before any discussion, I will entertain a motion to direct staff to purchase the lift for the maintenance.
I'll make that motion.
A motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second from Ms. Wheaton. Comments, Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Ms. Turner?
No.
Ms. Carton?
No comment.
And Mr. Bunch?
No, sir.
With that in mind, voting. Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Motion is carried 401. Mr. Thompson, take a new lift and enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
It's all on you. Okay, since Ms. Hunt is thoroughly enjoying her evening, Ms. Carter, it's on you.
Yes, I wanted to give you an update on the zoning ordinance recodification. When the town had the overall town code recodified, there was this one portion that was left out, which was your zoning and subdivision ordinance. And there were a variety of reasons for that. Normally, that is the one that kind of takes the longest just because there's a lot of legal action in that world and also a lot more kind of thoughts and opinions as you go through the process. We were also working on the sign ordinance, I think, at the time that the recodification was going on. So you had kind of a pending content issue. Ms. Hunt has circled back around to Muni Code. She has gotten a price from them to go ahead and get the zoning recodification done. She negotiated very well on behalf of the town. As it turns out, the town code recodification essentially used up all the pages worth of recodification contract that we had made with Muni Code. And so she kind of pushed them a little bit because they gave the standard amount and she was like, but we had agreed to do this before and we just are looking to piggyback it. And she did a good job. So they've given us a timeline, and if we can meet that timeline, they're going to do it for a significantly lower cost. Part of what I wanted to just kind of circle around to council before I started with the Planning Commission and let you know is, in order for us to do this, what we really need to be focused on is a recodification that is as much as possible a straight recodification from the old code to what would be the new code without getting involved in kind of content discussion. So we need to update for legal changes that have occurred. We need to renumber, but we don't want to get caught up in kind of, well, should this be a 25-foot setback instead of a 15-foot setback? We really need to recodify the existing setbacks, the existing zoning classifications, and then through that process, if there are items that people see that they would like to do, then we need to do that as a separate process just to make sure that we can get this ordinance put in with the rest of them and the references correct. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to just make you all aware of that. And of course, Ms. Hunt has outlined all of that in the memo she has in the packet, but wanted to make sure you knew about that before we went and talked to the Planning Commission next month.
Okay, so there's no action need from us?
No, just, sir.
All righty then. Next, update on the lifesaving crew, Mr. Bunch.
So we had the meeting last month, and I don't know what you guys heard about that. I know you read the minutes. We're scheduled to have another meeting next week, the 17th. And so we pretty much gave them our thoughts on what we thought, and that mostly we let the lifesaving crew itself talk about what they wanted to see, because that's the most important part. And they were going back to their board to discuss. They seemed a little put out, but I guess we'll find out next week.
Thank you. I'm going to jump in and you can stop me, because
yeah,
she permitted it to, presented it the last one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the keys that Ms. Turner brought was that in one of the addendum in there for the dissolution of the department was the word transfer.
Right.
And so, and unless I misinterpreted, we instructed Mr. Barry to take that addendum and, using the word transfer, give us his legal opinion of how that's supposed to be done. And I know that was sent to all members, and with his legal opinion reference transfer. Mr. Barry, would you like to step in on that?
Case law is based on clear meaning of the words.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it can be no more clear than transfer. You look at a Black's Law, we cited three dictionaries, cited a couple cases, but transfer means convey, depending on what type of asset it is. If it's personal property, bill of sale. If it's real estate, it's a deed. So there is no question. I would really be interested if they came back with an opinion that was different from that. So if we are privy to that, I would love to see it. But the plain meaning of the words are, would not here in front of me, but act basically, the assets would be transferred to the town and to the county.
Right, that's the way I read it.
Yeah, and there's no separation or anything like that. So I guess that's our goal. That's kind of the direction, is we need to figure out what that looks like, to transfer it to some kind of organization that encompasses both of us,
right?
So we would have a joint ownership of things.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
I went back and looked at your case law. I went back and read some of that, and I went back to the actual articles of incorporation that they sent us, and it's very clear what it is that the founding fathers or the founding members wanted, in that after they have to agree to dissolve. That's the first action, and that's where they are right now. What does that look like? Have they paid off all their debt and assets? And then after that, everything is supposed to be transferred, quote unquote, said assets to the town and to the county. It is joint. I think the town needs to accept that responsibility, in that they're asking, this document is asking us, are we willing or are we capable of receiving the assets, transferring the assets to the town and the county? Because then the next one says, if they aren't able to do so, then it goes into court. So I think the council needs to agree and come under understanding that we are willing and capable of receiving the transfer of said assets.
With the county.
With the county, jointly.
I mean, I think that's pretty much a given fact of what we've discussed in the past, right?
I mean, that's our intention.
Yeah, that's our intention right there.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see, as Mr. Barry said, what is the other organization's going to come in with their opinions from their legal counsel.
Okay. So if we are not... If we agree and say, yes, we can receive and we're willing to accept the transfer, then we have done our due diligence. They have to be willing to do that too,
right?
Or it goes to court.
Right.
And the judge can disperse the assets according to... It's very clear to me that it's joint. And the assets will be transferred to both governmental agencies with joint ownership. All the assets.
So, yeah, see, I think that's...
There's no splitting, dividing, or any of that. And that, I mean, that seems pretty clear.
I think it's pretty clear.
That's a very good way of lining it out. I mean, that's...
So we
pretty,
just...
Pretty cut.
I mean, I guess y'all have a meeting next week, and
yeah.
That's where that...
Yeah.
You'll sit down at the table, and you'll find out where everybody is.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping we were doing this last month, and then, of course, we pushed it off to this month, which is fine. I just want consensus that that is how council sees it. We're willing to receive the transfer, mm-hmm. and we're willing to steward the assets.
Jointly.
Okay. Well, if you're asking for consensus, Mr. Bunch will need to ask as chairman of that committee.
Okay. So I am asking for a consensus from the council as we sit. If that is something that we are willing to accept, a transfer of the assets from the life-saving crew to the town and the county jointly.
Because the negotiations, pending further mm-hmm. negotiations.
Right.
Is Carton, you look like you have something you want to say.
I guess I'm...
I know it all makes it sound simple, and it's going to end up being more complicated.
No, I guess I don't understand why. I mean, it's really a simple act. They transfer their stuff to both. I mean,
right.
It's not, it's
fair.
Guess,
it's very fair.
I don't understand why we need consensus. I mean, it says what it says.
Our guys are going back into
their,
that committee.
I know, I guess.
I just want to make sure we all agree that we are okay with it.
Their agreement, we're just the receivers. They transfer it to
us. But we have to be willing to receive
it. Yeah, we have to be willing to
receive it. We have to be willing to receive it. And here's why it says, if for any reason said assets cannot be transferred to the said town of Amherst, and the said town, the said assets shall be disposed of by, are we willing to receive them?
That's not asking if we're willing. It says if it can't be.
Well, but that
what
implies...
What does that mean?
It implies it can't be.
So if we were unwilling to do that, we could reject and not receive them.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Barry, what would be a circumstance in which an asset could not be transferred?
Well, I would pose it this way. Tracy, do we have any joint account, any escrow account that we hold in Ms. Carter, anything we hold in common with the county?
No.
The funds, anything of that nature?
No.
That would be one of the situations, the type of account I would expect it would be a steering committee from members of our council and, you know, a steering committee from the board of supervisors. I'm sure that would be part of the budget process each year. Secondly, as far as the transfer of the assets, there's nothing that prohibits a county and a town from jointly owning real estate, which is the other facet.
Right. My other question that bounces off of what you just said would be, legally though, as a town government, can we co-mingle funds with a county government?
For some reason,
I don't feel as though the two monies are able to co-mingle with two government entities on them.
This money would be delegated, as I recall, for maintenance of the property.
Right.
You know, things of that nature.
Okay.
You know, most of, I would imagine most of that would be, you know, no
gift. I have no problem receiving a gift if somebody wants to give us a gift. That's the way I look at it. It's quite simple. If they want to give it to us and it says and, then fine, they give it to us. Am I hesitant? Do I have concerns? There are, you know, things that just, can it get complicated? Yes.
Well, may I put my two cents in?
Yes, ma'am.
I personally believe that the building should be owned jointly. If we need to lease part of our share to the county, so be it. If the vehicles and the units need to be handled by the county, so be it. If they're going to be in charge of that part of it. The money, I'm not too concerned. That's up for debate, but the rescue squad may have a plan for it. But I go back to my belief that when the rescue squad was formed, and then the new building, Sharon, you can speak to this, we had people from our community wanting that building here in town to be serviced, to service our town and the county. Yes, we the town helped them, or, you know, along the way, then the county decided to, you know, help out as well. But a lot of that brick and mortar came from probably people that may have donated $5 or $50. I don't want to lose their intention in this grand scheme. I want it to be what it was meant to be, which is here in town. I believe it's only fair, and I'm sure the county will believe it's fair, to do it jointly and not embarrass ourselves through some sort of court hearing. I go back to also the volunteers, as Ms. Turner volunteered at her and years ago, and you put your blood, sweat, and tears into this. And you saw things with these accidents during rescue missions that most of us can't even imagine. I think it would be a disservice to the volunteers that put their time and effort into brick and mortar to just roll over. And I think the county, I would imagine, I can't put words in their mouth, but I think it would be on the best interest of everyone involved, locally and the county, for it to remain jointly. And then who wants to work out all the other logistics that have to be, you know, a discussion. But that's my opinion. I'm looking after the people that helped put the brick and mortar there. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Yeah, I think if the consensus to let them move forward, because I think a lot of it is going to be set what the tone comes in with next week, because they're going to have their attorney's opinions next week.
Sure. And I guess the reason why I'm just kind of like, you know, it is what it is because the way that it's worded,
right,
is they ultimately have the choice to divide their assets as they choose. It says and, but they're the ones, this is their agreement. It's not like we get to go to them and say, well, we want this and we want that. You know what I mean? It's like, I understand that tone is there, and I would rather not take that tone. I'd just be like, you know, y'all do what you need to do, and we're here to help in whatever way we can. That's where I'm at.
So I hear you,
yeah,
but that's not what this document says. Because this document says that it is supposed to be transferred to both governmental agencies. So it isn't about, this is what their membership legally wrote as what they wanted. And because of those who wrote it, I knew them. And I thought it was brilliant how they orchestrated this. That way they are securing the rescue squad by giving it to both governmental agencies. And I agree with you, it is going to be difficult. It's never really been done before, but it can be done. And what that looks like is yet to be determined and set up. And I do agree with Mr. Berry that it's going to be steering committees from both entities and discussions and lots of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Well, this would be a great time for the county to work with us as a group.
I think it's a great opportunity.
It's for our community.
Mr. Turner, I would suggest when y'all can meet with them, follow up with has transferred, whether it's personal property or assets.
I would ask if it's possible, since we were in the last meeting and there was a lots of I don't knows because legal counsel was not there, I would ask if it would be possible if our counsel could come.
You call Mr. Bunch.
Absolutely. If you may, willing. Yeah.
You may request him as the way I see it.
What's your date?
It's August 17th. It's right before their council meeting. So it's at 6. Mm-hmm. So it's next Wednesday.
The Board of Supervisors?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They meet on Tuesdays.
I know it's the 17th. Yeah. I'm not so good about what days are.
That's Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's
Tuesday. Well, 17th is Tuesday. 16th is Monday. Yeah, Mr. Barry, if you could arrange your schedule that way, and Mr. Bunch and them will request that you come, I think that'll be good. Because
they
will be.
Do that formally?
If a question comes up, they'll be able to pull you to the side.
I don't think so. We'll be able to take care of the little
leaves.
I know I have time. I'll work up a dummy memorandum of understanding, just setting forth some of that stuff, and just as a template.
I think that's a great idea.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And we're thanking you in advance for next week. So, Ms. Carter, the planning commissioners, are you just reminding us, or do
yes,
you
have, sir.
We need them.
We need them. Yeah, I know. We've spread the word out, but right now we got a bunch of new people moving into town. Maybe we can grab a hold of them. Give them time to get settled a little bit, and we'll go knock on their door. Do what?
That's right.
So we can do that. Give them time to get all set in, and then go knock on the door. All right, matters from staff.
No, sir, chief.
Besides, you have a new toy. Ms. Tracy, buddy? Okay. Gary, thank you for your updates.
You're welcome.
I'm a visual learner, so when you send me pictures, I understand it. So, I mean, you can write it all day. You send me a picture, I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, look, that looks great.
Yeah. And Ms. Carter?
I just have one item. I have sent out to council just the kind of general thought about the Christmas parade and redoing the reverse parade again. Staff's recommendation at this point, because of what's happening with the Delta variant and things are starting to kind of tighten back up again, that we go ahead and plan for that as a reverse parade again. And just wanted to have the opportunity to look at all of y'all, make sure that there weren't any concerns or qualms or anything that council wanted to direct us otherwise. But we feel like we can make that happen again, and it went well last year. We can just hope that we get better weather this year.
Yeah, we don't have any rain.
Sure.
So, you know, it's amazing how many people came out in the torrential downpour last year. If we could get some decent weather, I think we might really have great turnout for it. So,
I have a question. If by some chance, and I understand why you're going that direction, but if some chance we're open at a later date, we find that we're going to be open, everything's fine, would you entertain? If you're going to set it, you're going
to
do...
We have to set it because of the process we have to go through with VDOT to get the approvals on whatever we're doing with the road. And so we either have to pursue... That's part of why I've been kind of saying, anybody have any questions on this? Because if we're going to do the one-way street thing again for the reverse parade, then we need to submit that paperwork. Right. If we're going to do street closures, then we need to submit that paperwork. And it's a little bit of a different...
I just want that information so when somebody comes up to me and asks me, I have that.
Right, and you can say, we would love to, but we can't at this point. It's kind of once we make the decision, we need to make it. The other thing that's interesting is, from a participant point of view, there are participants who really want to know what we're doing so that they can plan appropriately. I mean, so the groups that perform... What they choose to perform really varies based on whether they're going to be marching or whether they're going to be stationary. And so they also like to know so that they can prepare.
Are we still going to have a theme and a contest?
Yes,
we're still going to kiss because that's important. Everybody likes that part.
I think we're going to have a theme and a contest, and I think we're going to expand the decorating contest too, because There were definitely folks who were off of Main Street who were like, I want my house included.
And the Lions Club used to go down the subdivisions.
Yes.
I don't know which one. I guess the town subdivision.
I think we're going to actually, Ms. Hunt and I talked about this last year, having a best dressed street. So like when you go down, you know, certain streets, I mean, you literally see there's, you know, streets where every house is decorated. And so we really want to recognize some of those, you know, most creative, you know, most child friendly, have some different categories for people.
And for the floats as well, right? Mm-hmm. Still doing it for the floats.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah, that's
all right. Good. Mr. Barry, anything further?
No, sir.
Thank you for your work up, Mr. Barry, on the rescue squad stuff.
Thanks.
That is
a close review.
That is something. All right. Matters from Council, Mr. Bunch.
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Carlin.
Nothing.
Ms. Turner.
Nothing.
And Ms. Wheat.
Well, since you asked, and in bringing up the best decorated subdivisions for the holidays, you know how I take little jaunts around town and I speak with members of the community, and one thing keeps popping up, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, and that is trash cans. I know this is a simple request, but the recycled cans and the garbage cans that are picked up on Mondays, quite often, often people leave those cans on the road or right at the edge of their driveway. Sometimes you can't get it out right away after work, or it takes a day or two. But there's some that are leaving their containers at the edge of the road because, as someone may have said, I'm lazy, or it's too far of a walk to move them in and out. I'm wondering, I guess I need to ask council, would we be able to explore a code, if we have codes on, or regarding the placement of these receptacles? Like, for an example, could we look at requesting that our community take their cans off the street and put them in front of, next to their house or behind the house? It would make everything look a little bit better. And I think we want to revitalize our town a little bit more. I think it's beautiful now, but it might take some unsightly things away from the road. I don't know about VDOT's requirement. I don't know if it's if these receptacles are hindrance to people driving, which can cause problems if you can't see, due to them being on the edge. And I was wondering if we may ask, I would assume Ms. Carter, or I don't know, the staff, if we could look into that, if anyone else is interested.
From my understanding, we're in a policy on that, don't we?
Do we have a policy on
when
it?
When we hired this company, I was here, and I remember us getting this company. And I'm pretty sure that we have regulations or some kind of rule. I don't know if it's an ordinance, but they're supposed to be pulled back to your residence within 24 hours. And they weren't supposed to be allowed to stay on the curb. Yes, you put them out early, but then they were supposed to be removed off the curb by a certain time within that next period. I understand what you're saying. I'm pretty sure we had those rules. If I can find it, where's our...
It might be contractual.
Honestly, I don't recall ever seeing
I
those.
Remember
yeah,
reading
I
that...
I know it's not in our current utility policy. If it is stated somewhere, I know it's not in that, as many times I've been through that. I just don't recall seeing those words anywhere since I've been here.
I know we discussed it one time.
I mean, it would make sense.
I don't know if it was with a... I remember reading it, because that was one of the questions that came up. Like, these things are huge. Where are they going to be kept?
But the company isn't responsible for
No, I remember...
It would be the...
Can we check on this? Because I have vivid recollection of... Because this is an issue in my neighborhood, too. My neighbors leave it across the street from their house and leave it there all the time and never bring it back.
That's something we will ask staff.
Yeah.
And
we can check into that.
And just check into that and see. And then present us with
some options if there's nothing in there about what we can do.
Because I remember there specifically being a section in there for in the winter when it snows and the plows need to go. So I remember, because I remember that when the trash comes, that they need to be removed because when snow falls and the plows need to come.
We have a snow policy.
I'm not making this up. I totally believe you.
I just didn't even know to look there. I had this come up. I've had this come up with citizens, and I've checked the code. That's what I've been focused on. I did not check any policies.
In the sidewalk policy, maybe not in the utilities policy.
But I wonder if it only applies to people's sidewalks.
No, because it even said something about because private roads are so narrow here in town that they're so big that when you have them on the edge, they make the road so much narrower for emergency vehicles. So I don't know if it would be in that one. I remember this. I'm not making it up. So if you find it, we can circle back.
We'll circle back after staff gets chance
to
go through
it. Thank you. Bring that up, Ms. Lee.
Yes.
Well, the different community members have brought it.
Well, I've heard the same thing, too. And,
right.
And so it's just one. So we got it up. So when staff, on your list, when it comes up, you know, y'all take care of that. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Chief? Check and see if anybody jumped back there and signed the citizen's comment. We need to close this.
7:37.
She didn't give me the copy of the close.
I will do my best.
You can make the motion based on what's on the agenda, and I'll make sure we get
okay?
a certification, which is the more important one.
I can do the certification. I can remember, I think.
Okay. I'll pull a paper copy of that if you want, while we're in closed session.
Okay, next item, we're going into closed session. So after we take the motion to go into closed session, we'll reset for a few minutes to have everybody time to step on out. So, Ms. Carton, please.
All right, I move that we move into closed session pursuant to 2.23711A.3 of the Code of Virginia for the purpose of discussion consideration of the disposition of real property owned by the town, specifically the sale or transfer of lots owned by the town, where discussion in an open meeting would adversely affect the bargaining position or negotiating strategy of the public body.
Okay. Mr. Bunch.
I'll make that motion.
Well, they have the motion.
Well, I second it.
And then you vote.
Aye, yeah.
Okay. Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Turner. Ms. Turner?
Aye.
I've just got flustered here. And Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Okay. Motion is carried 4-0-1. So we will take a recess for a couple of minutes.
7:39.
Yeah, I think I need a recess.
Yeah, definitely.